Let me to see what to handle this age, they develop apostolic strategies, plural, for your leadership and for churches to be fully released into her full potentials in God. It can't go by the normal pattern. Here's what this apostolic strategy is going to do for you. They provide a cutting edge. Cutting edge. Stand on the cutting edge. In other words, the cutting edge is I cut a new path. By being led by the Spirit, I'll cut a new level. I'll cut a new dimension. Being led by the Spirit. So listen to this. They provide a cutting edge. They develop apostolic strategy. They provide a cutting edge by releasing their spirit creatively and the revelation of God, heavenly blueprint to pave the way and work for them. So the heavenly blueprint. The heavenly blueprint, the difference between a blueprint for a house or a blueprint for a building is natural. The heavenly blueprint is supernatural and creative. Get that clear? It's supernatural and creative. So therefore, if something need to be manifest or demonstrated, the Holy Spirit would put a force pushing in the fire. Jesus. Okay? So you have to understand that your ministry from this school will be anointed, but it will be creative. It will be working from a revelatory blueprint. It's in the Spirit. You want to minister in the Spirit. John, Revelation 1:10, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And because I was in the Spirit, listen to what he said, I heard and I saw something. That's where I want you to be in apostolic strategies. I want you to be able to hear in the Spirit. I want you to be able to see in the Spirit. I want you to be able to understand in the Spirit. And I want you to be able to move out in the Spirit, trusting God at all times. I can't fully explain to you, class. It is an adventure that I've enjoyed for 48 years, going on 49 years. It's just flowing in the Spirit. I've probably been walking in the apostolic calling many years before I accepted it. But it's just an adventure. I'm walking in adventure now because the praisers and the musician in the church, all that got to be changed. You know, I told you last session, I believe, I'm watching a church dedication, and they in praise, they got Beyonce music. And the women had Beyonce clothes on, and they were shaking like Beyonce in a place so-called worship. And don't let numbers fool you, because a lot of people were there. They'll flock behind that. That's the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through, just read 1 through 14 in your time and meditate it. It's talking about being led by the Spirit. It's talking about being carnal-minded or spiritual-minded. Class, you're going to have to be spiritual-minded, because if you're carnal-minded, you're going to fit in. This is not a time to fit in. This is a time to fix it in the Spirit. This is a time to say, thus saith the Lord. This is Ezekiel time, Jeremiah time. Prophetical moments have come to the church where men and women are going to have to be prophetic. And they're going to have to trust God. They're not going to trust the crowd. All right? So, heavenly blueprint. Your ministry has to be established based on a heavenly blueprint, which means that creativities, revelation, potentials of your ministry is not, it don't ever peak out. P-E-A-K, never, your ministry will never peak out. This is what I enjoy about ministry. I don't really know what all going to happen. I have moments, but I don't worry about those moments, because I know all during these years, he always manifests. So you want revelation, you want application, You want manifestation and you want demonstration in your ministry. Don't forget I told you that. So you want, you see, revelation, then you want application. Then you want manifestation, then demonstration in your ministry. All right. Take John 14:6 with that. They provided a cutting edge by reason their spirit creative and the creativity. And the revelations of God's heavenly blueprint to pave the way and wake for them. And you got this threefold, John 14:6. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's a threefold way. You always want your ministry operating in the way. You always want your ministry operating in the truth. You always want your ministry not to be dead. You want it to operate in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one thing about the early church in the book of Acts, they embrace apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. Now, the ministry gifts, going to have to understand, I didn't understand it for years. I was doing it to a certain extent, and that's why I am where I am today. But you're going to have to embrace the apostolic wisdom and the prophetic wisdom in order to function in this day. I'll just give you a familiar scripture to go with it, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundance. See, you got to know that. Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's embracing a wisdom that is beyond normal. It's enjoyable. I preach on health Sunday. It's just enjoyable to feed people. We took health communion Sunday. I never heard of that. I'm saying to the Lord, say, tell them this is health communion. You know, you talk about healing. It's a health communion. My, my. You see, those type of cutting edge and breaking out the cocoon. See what I'm saying? Breaking out the normal. Moving out into where God want to take his church apostolically. Now, you hear it all over the world. Now, you're your health wisdom. You're your health communion. Some going to resist it through stupidity, not willing to flow, but the apostolic strategies, the apostolic wisdom, the apostolic mantle, the apostolic anointing. Because I think you read in Ephesians 2, he says, to build a church upon the apostle, the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Isn't that something? Well, we know Jesus is the foundation, but he's talking about the government, in the apostle government, and the prophetic declaration, decrees, has to be implemented in the churches now to handle the satanic forces that is coming against the church. So I want you to embrace apostolic wisdom, the apostolic mantle, the apostolic discernment. I want you to embrace that. They seek honestly, you have to seek honestly for cooperation with others who are like-minded and who are of a kindred spirit. Now, I just put Romans 8:11 there. You can put that in your note. But you're going to have to be careful who you listen to. You're going to have to be careful during this age who you associate with. You're going to have to try the spirit by the spirit. It's very dangerous. It's a blessed time, but it's a very dangerous time. And I'll try to train you how to find people like-minded. Okay. Now, when you do this, it is said that they are champions of cooperation and not of competition. I think that LTMA have proven that down through the years where there's ranks and orders. Everybody know their rank, everybody know their order, but we flow together. They will become a philosophy of biblical understanding. We got to have biblical understanding. Godly operation, revelation knowledge, and apostolic wisdom. Godly cooperation, Acts 2:1-4. Apostolic wisdom, 1 Corinthians 2:1-7. I cannot emphasize those two passages enough. There in Galatians, Acts 2, what is on one accord. When it was on one accord, you've read it before, that's when the Holy Spirit could move and they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Then when you come down, one of my favorite scriptures, when you talk about apostolic wisdom in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 7. It's actually, you can go all the way 1 through 10. Actually, you can go to the whole chapter. Paul said one thing, one emphasis that Paul put about ministry there is that he glory in nothing else but the cross of Jesus Christ. And then he tells us about his preaching, that it was not with man's wisdom, but in demonstrating the spirit and the power, that man's faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You want to study that chapter, 1 Corinthians 2. It will put a profound apostolic anointing and mantle on you. 1 Corinthians 2. You see, you get down to the ninth verse, your eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. But then you say that the Spirit revealed the deep things of God to us. Then you have, you go back up 8, 7, 6, 5. You see there's an ordained, hidden wisdom that God wants to have. An ordained, hidden wisdom that you get when you yield to the Spirit of God and yield to the cross of God. When we're trained this way, class, and with apostolic strategy, apostolic wisdom, apostolic anointing, apostolic authority, that mean all it means is governmental. Governmental. It means a deeper dimension in the spirit. And the reason is so we can achieve the God-given vision. Remember the word vision that involved the regions and nation. So the God-given vision that is given to us as ministers cannot be achieved unless we have biblical understanding, unless we have godly cooperation, unless we have revelation knowledge, unless we have apostolic wisdom. All right. Now, this may be, sound like a sample statement. In about 2 minutes, I'm going to close down. This may be a sample statement, but I want you to get it. You are being designed in this school to be an apostolic pioneer. Not that you have to be an apostle, but you're going to have apostolic characteristic and spirit anointed and authority in you. And you'll be a pioneer. You have the ability to adapt to a changing world. Now, when I say adapt, I don't like that word too much, adapt. What other word I can use? Adapt to a changing world, to construct your life and construct your ministry to handle a changing world, not adapt to it. It need to be handled. It need to be dealt with in the spirit. And then you need to be able to assume responsibility for your own ministry success. Now, to do that, I'm going to take it up in the next class. I'm going to start off with a scripture that will make sure you have ministry success.